talking doors and windows at your house here at Rosie on the House. We pretty well have taken you through the garage door as it relates to the operator, the opener, the springs, the different kind of door material that there is. People ask me a lot of times, if I want to cool my garage off, will it pay to get an insulated door? Well, an insulated door, an insulated overhead garage door will slow down the time it takes the heat to get into your garage every day. But invariably, the garage will end up at the same ambient temperature as the outside. But if you're going to try and cool your garage with an evap cooler or a split AC system, you should absolutely definitely have an insulated door. So insulated door, nice and quiet, on a belt-driven Security Plus operator with the auto-reverse lights working properly is the right ticket. Now, I was talking about removing the cord for security. And we actually have a caller calling from Williams, Arizona, who has another idea on protecting that cord. Roger, good morning.
Good morning. I took the cord off, and on the same hole the cord goes through, I mounted a little device that keeps that, basically that little hook that sticks out about 2 inches, from being caught.
Okay.
You can reach through there, and you'll never catch that. But I'm tall enough, I can reach it without a cord.
And so how tall do you have to be to do that?
Well, you probably have to be, I'm about 6'2", but I can reach 8 feet.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. All right.
So, and that's about all high that is off the floor, and I can reach that if I have to. But there's no way anybody can hook that little, it's basically about a 2-inch lever there.
Very good. Very good.
And they can't do it because I put a little guard type thing on that.
Good. Well, Roger.
Also, I have an insulated garage door, and it never gets as cold in my garage as it is outside.
Good.
Whenever you pull a warm car in there,
that
makes
right.
a big difference.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. It sure does. Well, Roger, we appreciate the call. Williams, what station are you listening to us? You can actually...
CAF radio and fought a flag.
Okay. Yeah, I think in Williams you could actually pick up from two or three stations, couldn't you?
CAF 930 AM or CHASM 780 AM. Both of those. We've got about the same amount of listeners on each of those stations from Williams. So good area. In fact, as you go north, if you're heading north to the mountains this weekend and you're traveling, you can take Rosie on the House with you. As you come up Black Canyon City, and KTR has a strong signal up to Dewey, but as it starts to fade, if you're heading into Prescott, you can flip over to KQ&A, which is both 11:30 a.m. and 99.9 FM as you get into the town. If you're going over into Flagstaff or Sedona or even Clint's Wells and over to Payson, Sedona, 780 a.m., and of course, 9:30 a.m. CAF Country Radio. There's parts in the state. You can get all three of those at the same time.
There you go. Well, Roger, we appreciate the call and you sharing your ideas with the listeners here at Rosie on the House. Let's go to Ken in Scottsdale. He's got another question about the garage door. And then the next door I want to talk to you about at your house is the door between the garage and the kitchen. But first, let's talk to Ken. Good morning, Ken.
Great to talk to you. What are your opinions on like the newer, more modern opening systems that are connected to, you know, iPhone apps or any phone apps? You know, Bluetooth alert you if you've left your garage door open, etc.
Well, where you fall on that kind of depends on how big a conspiracy theorist you are. The more things you put on Bluetooth, the more things that can get hacked one way or another. Now,
okay.
But with that said, I think Jennifer would tell you at our house, pulling out of our house, we're constantly circling the block. Did we close that garage door? Did it close before we pulled out of the driveway?
I can't tell you how many times I've circled back, made a U-turn, and came back just to look.
Well, and sometimes when you leave, if you don't sit there and wait for it to hit, because we
that's right
we all get in a hurry and we don't always do that. There's things that can happen. Animal runs through there and trips it off. Light beams can interrupt the eye connection.
Yeah, safety feature can
push
you.
It and don't leave.
Watch it close.
Yeah.
It,
but in this example, for the garage door and for the Bluetooth application, even hacked or unhacked, let's just say you did get hacked. I'm assuming
you would still know, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Theoretically.
Yeah. Theoretically,
you get
a notice
your door is
that
open.
Your door's opening and you can take action. Whereas if you didn't have that and you're at work and somebody did use the fish tape, electrical tape through the
Don't say it.
And tripped your rip cord and let themselves into your garage, you would never know. Whereas if you did have it on a Bluetooth and you had those kind of alerts, I would think that would help you, you know, if kids coming in and out of the house and punch codes on the side. Oh, Johnny's home from school.
Well, Ken, I hope you recognize, you know, I was being a little facetious there, but the Bluetooth is hugely convenient. I wish we'd have had it day before yesterday, because since I've been in and out of the hospital and my wife keeps taking my car and my daughter keeps taking my car, I got home and there was no garage door opener in the car. And the key to the house wasn't where it was supposed to be.
Poor Rose.
So I could have called my wife, had we been Bluetooth compatible, and asked her to open the garage door. But instead, I had to jump over the backyard wall, and I had to pry a particular window open, crawl through the window, get in my garage, and then open the door and pull the door in, the car in.
I'm impressed.
Or you could have gotten your own smartphone out and done your own Bluetooth activation.
Yeah, well, no, probably not. I would have called Mom and said, could you?
On that phone there, thing, Sha, can you push that button?
With all that said about the overhead garage door, I'd like to move to the next door.
One more funny story.
Okay.
And it's only funny because it didn't happen to you or me or anyone we know, but this did happen. There was a gentleman trying to activate his garage door. It was up, and they were trying to close it, and it wouldn't close. The older models, you know, were pretty easy to hotwire. You know, like the old trucks that had the solenoid. Your pocket knife, you could take the blade out and touch.
Just span it.
The right to
jump it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing on the garage door. So this gentleman used a 5-gallon bucket to lift himself high enough to activate the back of the garage door motor. And this gentleman had a very large beard. And as he activated it, the beard got caught in the chain and started getting pulled off.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
He was able to hit it again and stop it, but his beard was caught in this trap.
Ah!
And his wife called a garage door service company that was a partner of ours, and they dispatched a technician, but he had to stand there on that 5-gallon bucket stretched out with his beard caught in the chain. Until until the technicians got there and freed him. And I'll leave it at that. So one more just note of caution.
One more note of caution.
If you've got a Duck Dynasty type beard, watch it around that track.
Watch it around everything. That's for sure. Okay, so before we move to the front door of the house, while we're still in the garage, let me talk a little bit about that door between the garage and the kitchen where you enter the house. That door by code, it has to be fire rated. So it's probably 1¾ inches. It's fire rated, it's solid core, and it's on spring loaded self-closing hinges. Okay, all that's well and good. We like to put those on a metal door jamb, okay? So that when the door does close, the lock mechanism as well as the deadbolt actually goes in to a metal door frame that can't be busted out. The other good option is if you're going to go with a pre-hung door in a wood jamb, you get a kick-proof plate on the backside of that wood jamb so that people simply can't just barge their way in. In my rounds, every night before I go to bed, I open the garage door, I verify that the automatic operators are both double locked. I close the door to the kitchen and I throw the deadbolt. When it comes to deadbolt, you need to know all door hardware is rated as class 1, 2, or 3. A class 1 hardware will take a strike of 75-pound force twice before exploding. A class 2 will take 5 strikes of a 75-pound force before exploding. A grade 1, which is the best, will take 10 strikes of a 75-pound force before it breaks apart. So you have a grade 1 door latch and a grade 1 deadbolt with a 1-inch throw and a 1-inch barrel diameter, you're going to have a door that's pretty darn secure. If people are trying to get in your house, they're not going to spend the time or the effort it takes to get through that system. So think about that in the case that you may have to replace that door between the garage and the house. Get in the habit of deadbolting it every single night. And on one final word about home security before we go to the other doors is, you all know, many of you use Hida keys for the kids or people that regularly service your house. And I will tell you that professional burglars that are casing your neighborhood are also casing your neighborhood hardware stores. And they are looking at what Hida key mechanisms are being sold at those hardware stores. And those little green and gray rocks with the removable back, or the fake sprinkler head that you put in the planter beside the front door, a trained eye can spot those from the driver's seat of their car as they drive by your house. If you must think you have to hide a key, hide the key at a trusted neighbor's house, and then let that neighbor hide a key at your house. So should someone see that and try and access your house, they will fail.
New invention. It's going to require Bluetooth to activate and deactivate it. But I'm thinking on those hide a key things, we just need to make them out of metal and have an electrical charge running to them constantly. And if you ever need it, you can deactivate the electrical charge on your smartphone.
There you go.
Then get your Hida key out, open up your house, and let yourself in.
Well, maybe
electrically charged Hida keys. I think that's an idea.